Welcome to Cycle Breakers and Money Makers, a podcast for women of color and first gen who are breaking generational cycles and glass ceilings by going places no one before them has ever gone. I'm your host, leadership coach, and eldest daughter of immigrants, Mariela De La Mora. I left a 16-year marketing career to create a multiple six-figure-a-year coaching business as a single mom. Each week, you'll learn how to build unshakable self-trust, become in demand, lead with confidence, and make more money by being more of who you are. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cycle Breakers and Money Makers. This week is going to be a reshare from my friend Erica Cruz's podcast, Chingona Revolution, where I was interviewed alongside my friend Kat Del Carmen on motherhood and entrepreneurship. And just these last episode and this one, I really have just wanted to kind of open the door a little bit more to my experience and my story when you're thinking about, you know, things that might feel difficult to you in business. And definitely parenthood is one of those just parts of life that if you are a parent, I don't want to say it's more difficult. I think I used to have that belief. It is a massive extra consideration in everything that I do. And I've definitely come a long way in terms of almost like coming to terms with the fact that me being a parent didn't necessarily mean that less was accessible to me, or that it was like a disadvantage, or that my life is so hard. Because like, I know for a really long time, or at the beginning, I'd say, of my business, I really felt like things are going to be so much harder for me because I'm a parent. I'm not going to be able to do XYZ because I can't wake up and meditate and do all these things. And I have a mouth to feed, and I have preschool to pay for, and I have to, you know, my life is so expensive. And I had so many thoughts about that. And I don't say this to dismiss if you are sitting in those thoughts or in actual circumstances that are created by, you know, you being a parent. But the reason that I wanted to share this episode is, number one, it's just so much easier for me to share my story when I'm being interviewed sometimes. But also that I want you to know that even if you are a parent, and I'm a single parent, right? So I'm a single parent. I'm a sole provider. My child is with me 100% of the time. I provide for her all the things, right? But that I want to show you that there is another way to grow, and that sometimes the reason that you or that I've seen like parents have a hard time with, let's say, taking coaching is because they feel like they're not seen and understood in their lived experience and in their challenges. And so in this episode, I talk about how I made certain decisions, like starting my business, and how being a parent influenced that. In fact, I wouldn't have become an entrepreneur if I wasn't a mother. And I talk about that in this episode. Number two, how I made decisions and assessed taking risks, and how me being a parent was a consideration of that. Because whenever I took risks, I was taking it on behalf of both of us. And then number three, like how I've managed my time and my energy. I'd say most importantly, when you're a parent, it's a lot more about energy management and capacity management than it is about time management. And that's one thing that folks don't necessarily know who don't have kids sometimes. So if you're being coached and they're talking to you about time, you know that it isn't time, it's emotional and mental and emotional capacity and like where your brain is most of the time, right? And that's a huge, huge factor in how you grow business, and also kind of how I've learned to become a person that really just like has immense compassion with myself and learn to roll with the punches after being somebody who is very strategic and like feels like I need to have all the answers, because parenting really just makes you become a person that's like, you know what? I actually don't have as much control as I think that I do, and I'm going to be okay. And I loved having this conversation with Kat as well, because this is something that like she and I have really like shared over the years and just been able to really like support one another, see each other, and validate one another in the challenges and the beautiful parts of being a parent, and like kind of how a lot of the things that you think matter don't really matter. And so I just think like it's so, so, so important to have not just your entrepreneur friends, but like your mom entrepreneur friends, because it can feel lonely in all aspects of life. But like I'd say in particular in entrepreneurship, there's just some days you're just not going to feel good. Or you're going to feel like the main role that you've been playing is mom, and then you feel guilty about your business, or like you've been focusing so much on your business, you feel like a bad mom. Like there's just certain things that you just like need your people that get you to remind you that you're kicking ass, that you're doing the best freaking thing that you possibly can. And that if you're even worrying about being a bad mom, you're probably a great mom. You're probably doing a great job. So here's the episode on Chingona Revolution, motherhood, and entrepreneurship with myself as the guest and my friend Cattel Carmen. I hope you enjoy it. Please share this episode. Let me know what stood out to you, what helped you. And yeah, share it, tag us. And I will see you next week.
Hi, and welcome back to Chingona Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Erica Cruz, Latina coach and speaker. And on this show, we help you step into your inner badass self, your most Chingona self, your most courageous self. And in honor of that, I have two amazing guests, some of my business besties, to talk about a topic that I think is so important. So let me first just set the context, and then I will introduce these two powerhouses. I always believed that I needed to choose between having a career slash business and motherhood and family. And these two women have given me evidence that it's possible to do both and do them both well. So these two individuals are Kat del Carmen, Catalina del Carmen, and Mariela de la Mora. Kat, welcome. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. I'm Catalina, Kat del Carmen. I am a business coach for women of color. I help my clients build audiences and create really cool content. And I help them get into the multiple six-figure range with my programs.
Yes, you
do. And I also have a podcast called Latinas Booked Out.
Yes, you do. Mariela, please tell us who you are and what you do.
Hello, y'all. I'm Mariela. I am a leadership and business coach for daughters of immigrants and women of color. So I help them to become in-demand thought leaders. Been coaching for four years now. Was a marketer before that. And I have a daughter who is 7, who I'm a single parent to. So we'll be talking a lot about just like single motherhood, motherhood, all the things, because even me being a coach is like a reflection of me being a mom, because that was part of my inspiration to do my own thing.
Yeah. And I should have said, I'm a wife and a mom of 2. I have a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old right now. And both of my children, my first child helped me kind of start my business. Like, he was my inspiration to really get started. And then I had my second last year.
You did. Yeah. So actually, one of my questions was, tell us about the humans that you brought into the world.
So aw, you go first.
Thank you for answering that you are already mom. So yeah, tell us about the humans. So go ahead, Mariela.
So my daughter is 7. Her name is Adriana, but we call her Pi because she was born at 3:14 p.m. And that's kind of been like the name that has stuck, more of like her nickname. And it's just so funny because I feel like she's taught me like more. I don't think anybody ever tells you like how much your kids are going to teach you, because she's so different from me. Like, it is proof that like children are born with their own personalities. And I feel like I've just been getting to know her like ever since she's been born, and just being like, you're the total opposite of me. You are so lit. You are wild. You are opinionated. You are loud. You are sensitive. And I love all of those things about her. And she makes me wonder like, how would I have been, you know, if I grew up with like people wanting to get to know who I was?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. And you had the room to be who, you know, you are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you are naturally, especially as first gen people, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's my baby.
How beautiful. Yeah. And your daughter's a projector in human design.
She is a projector.
So we've had a lot of conversations about how to parent a projector, because I'm also a projector.
Oh my God, I need to find this out about my kids. Yes.
Send me their chart. Okay. I will give you a reading.
I will.
It's so funny because you've shown me a lot where I'll say like, oh, Pi was doing this. And you were like, yeah, that's, you know, that's like projectors. Because I was like, oh, she feels excluded. Like, she needs to feel invited on purpose.
Yes.
And like seen. And she will tell me when she is not seen or when I am not paying attention to her. And I'm always like, oh, thank you, baby. Like, I'm sorry, but like, thank you for telling me. Mm-hmm. Because I see that and I'm like, oh, that is a child that's like, of course I'm not going to be rejected. I'm going to tell you you're not paying attention to me right now. Or can you hug me right now? Or can you give me kisses right now? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, like, please never stop. Never stop asking me.
Yes. You know? And I want to point out that my childhood was not the same way. So that just shows both of us being projectors. And if you're not familiar with human design, then I recommend checking out the human design episode on Chingona Revolution podcast, or just Google it. But it's pretty much your energetic blueprint. But seeing Pi, I've only met her in person once, but yeah. I've seen her in the background of your videos and just the stories that you've told me. And I've just got to say that you've done such an amazing job parenting her for her to feel safe enough to express these needs, mm-hmm. because I suppress them. And I felt like there was something wrong with me my entire childhood. So the fact that Pi can fully express herself, yeah. and know that she's not going to be reprimanded for it, you've created such a safe environment for her. Yeah. So just huge congratulations to
Thank
you.
Thank you, Erica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kat.
So my kiddos, let's see. I have a four-year-old. His name is PJ, Paul Jr., but we call him PJ. He is, he's a lot like me. he's very opinionated and very forward and communicates exactly what he wants all the time. And I have my little Rome. Rome is 1 year old, 1.5 years old, actually. And he's a little rebel. He's crazy already. And I'm just getting to know him at this age. So it's, I don't know. I love them. I love them so much.
And I love seeing you both as mothers. And so, Kat, I have to give you your flowers, because you were the individual that made me change that perspective that I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, because you and I met when you were pregnant. We met virtually on Instagram when you were pregnant with PJ. Wow. We were both supposed to be on a panel.
Yeah.
And then you were close to your due date, so you didn't end up going to the panel. Mm-hmm. And we started following each other, and all of I loved your content, mm-hmm. and you loved my content. And then you reached out in March of 2020 when the world shut down, and you were like, hey, we should have a call. And I think you were on maternity leave at that moment.
Yeah, I wasn't on maternity leave. I wasn't on a maternity leave anymore. But it was COVID, and people were losing their jobs. But of course, my job didn't want to lose me. I forget the timing a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the point is that I remember seeing you, and you proved that belief wrong. You changed my belief about being able to be a parent and run a business, mm-hmm. because it was when you had PJ that mm-hmm. you were like, oh, actually tell us what happened. Yeah. What happened whenever you had, because you didn't have a business.
I didn't have the business. I always wanted to have a business, and I had been like fashion blog, like I was trying things out. But with PJ, when he was born, it was a true, like, it was my example of like, okay, I always wanted to start this business. I always wanted to go after my dream. I always wanted to like do XYZ. And I didn't know what the business would be. I didn't, you know, I've just always been interested in business. I'm a business major. But when I had PJ, he was the person who really like taught me that like, I didn't want to be the mom that just talks and says, you could do whatever you want in your life and you could go live out your dream. And it's okay to make mistakes and like go out there and like live your best life, whatever. Like, I have to show him. Like, I have to be the one. Like, I want to be the example. I don't want to just like people are, it's easy to talk and tell your kids, like, go live your dream, right? But it's really hard to actually live yours out.
Yeah.
And I feel like I wouldn't, like, I wanted to be in integrity with that. And I'm like, okay, if I really want to be the example, then like, let me try to do this.
Yeah. You went first instead of just talking.
Yeah. And that's when I started, you know, I put an event on called Follow That Fear. And then I started my podcast. And that's when I really committed. Like, I really committed. And that's when PJ, he was like just 4 months old, 5 months old. And then that turned into my business. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And for those of you listening who aren't familiar with Mariela and Kat, both of these women have created multiple six-figure businesses through Kat, you through pregnancy.
Yeah.
Right? Through, and then having two.
And
two
I had
kids.
A whole baby in between. Yeah. That story and now. But
exactly. Yeah. And Mariela, you as a single mother, living in Portland and then moving back to the Bay. And there's just been, I mean, I feel like, so we all became friends through entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And it's been just like a beautiful friendship. But I've seen you both in such, I've seen the ups and the downs. And it's just what stands out to me from you both is the resiliency. Mm-hmm. And how much of that do you think is, oh, I know that my kids are watching. that adds to the resiliency? Do you think it's a big part of it? Yeah. Or are we just Latina and that's just like what we do?
I think it, for me, it's shifted the way it showed up, because I was always like somebody who like worked really hard and like I climbed the corporate ladder. But the way that I led was a lot of like, I'm going to outwork everybody. And I think that that's what worked in corporate, meaning like I always felt like I was doing multiple jobs, you know, and I prided myself in that. And I think when I got, well, there's a whole story of, you know, me being pregnant with her, and I went through a divorce and an international move during that time. So there's a lot of grief around my pregnancy because it wasn't the dream that I thought I was going to have. Right. And so I think something happened with like having like loss. It's like divorce, move. I moved back in with my parents. I had her, and it just shifted my perspective where I went from working all the time. And like, that was almost my identity. I think I probably like hid my emotions in work, to when she was born, I was like, I don't actually want to go back to that. I wasn't eager to be like, I'm going to have my baby and then I'm going to go back to work and like be killing it in the same way. I wanted time with her. So I think at that point, that ambition became more of like, how could I, number one, enjoy what I'm doing? Because if I'm going to like put my baby in daycare and not be with her, I'm going to enjoy what I'm doing. And I also just didn't want to work all the time. So it definitely like shifted my priorities, like almost like instantly. It was almost like everything that mattered before, not everything, but like it just changed so much. Like overnight, I was like, yeah, I don't want the same things anymore. I couldn't even imagine myself climbing the corporate ladder because I knew what that meant and I just didn't want it.
Yeah, I feel that. And I'm curious actually for you how you've dealt with the. Because for me, it's been this it does feel like a battle sometimes between motherhood and business, because you care about your business and you love your business, but your kids are your kids. You love them with everything, right? Yeah. And I think I get sometimes frustrated with myself because I'm like, I don't want to be, like, I want to be the full mom I want to be. And then I also want to be like the full businesswoman I want to be.
Yeah.
And it's really a struggle because you want both identities fully, like you want them both, and it's like we have to become okay with just being like, I mean, and this is in our head, right, but like just being like 50% great entrepreneur today and like 90% like mom today, right? Like one day it's like, oh wow, I'm really feel like a shitty mom today, but I killed it in my business. Or some days you just feel like I need 100% for me and I just suck at both. And I think that has, like, that experience has helped me just like give myself a lot more compassion and be like patient with myself, because we need it. I could imagine you, I mean, especially as a single mom, like you have to, you carry so much. I was raised by a single mom, by the way. So, and Mariela was she was my first business coach, and we've gotten to know each other a lot since we met. But one thing I always tell her is how much I love and respect her, because I really see through, I mean, this is my point of view, but like I know how Pi sees you. I'm gonna cry. But she, like, I know how she sees you, and I feel like watching, like, I think about my mom and like, what if she had the courage you did? What if she had the circumstances you did? What if I saw my mom like learn how to take care of herself and to honor herself and to heal, right?
That's such
like
good
such
point.
A fucking gift that you give Pi by working on yourself.
I love and appreciate you so much for like the way that you reflect that back to me, because I don't think that I realized that children of single moms see that, because by you seeing me, you're telling me I saw my mom. I saw how she was a single mom.
100%.
And it shows me one day my kid, I don't need her to, but one day my kid is going to be able to have a different like appreciation. Not that I need this, but like for where we started.
Yeah.
Which was, and she doesn't know this now, but it's like, you know, me living with my parents and being, you know, on food stamps and stuff, and then kind of being like, oh wow, I have memories of my mom like taking me to a hotel just because, or like, or mostly a patient mom. Like, I mean, Lord, it is not every day.
I don't,
but for the most part, like, you know, kids will remember the, they don't care so much about the stuff, but it's like, we're actually like probably a lot more present because we have the ability to than we had with our moms. Because, and the kids remember this because I remember telling, saying this like on Instagram stories or something about how all 2022 and 2023, I would say in the first half of 2023, I really wanted to be a chaperone at a school field trip. And I couldn't for all of them because I always had calls. And I just remember, like, I just started to be able to do that and do more stuff. And multiple people responded back and was like, my mom was only able to make one field trip one time. And it was like the best ever. And I still remember it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, our kids know, like they do remember. We think we're having a shitty day as a mom, but I don't know that they think that. They just remember, like, you're there. It, the house is a mess. We're playing with them.
Yeah.
We feel like our patience is like on 65%. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But like, for the most part, like, I think we are doing so much better. And like, our kids just care that like, we're there and we're like looking at them and we're paying attention to them.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
I think what you said is so valuable about like how we, I don't think we as moms recognize enough that like, what if, like, if we never found coaching, right? If we never started these businesses, like, I think about the mom I would be then. And it's like, I would be so much more stressed. I would, my anxiety levels would be so high. Oh, so it's like, although we have this push and pull with motherhood and business, like, the other side of it is like, well, I could have just been 100% stressed about my job and 100% anxious without the tools that I have now. And the growth, because it's not just coaching. It's like you have to grow to grow your business, right?
Exactly.
So I feel like it's a gift, actually, that we have chosen entrepreneurship because it's kind of pushed us to really heal and grow and do these things so that we could be more patient, so that we can really be intentional about the time we spend with our kids and the time we spend away from our kids, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Totally.
That is so important, Kat, what you just said, because I don't think that I ever like clocked that for myself, that like entrepreneurship made me by far
a better mom.
Mother. Totally. Would not be doing the depth of the healing work, of the compassion, of the patience, of the, I wouldn't even be pursuing like the options that, you know, like that we're creating.
The life that we're all.
Exactly. I mean, even when we showed up at the studio, right? We sat here and we were like, wow, this is our lives now. Yeah. And we've created this.
Yeah.
And we're at an event for our business.
And, no, like, not yet. I'm about to get there. Yeah.
But like, we keep saying it this whole time. We're like, look at us. Look at who we are. Look at who we're becoming. Like, this is who we are.
A typical week, like so much about our week or even the last 24 hours says so much about like how you can integrate different things in your life and like us being moms and like all the different things.
Yeah.
So
I want to say one quick thing about the single mom comment because my mom was also a single mom, and she became a single mom when I was like 10, 11, and she went through a really difficult time after her divorce or unofficial like divorce or the separation with my father, and almost like an identity crisis of who am I, which is so crazy because so many of my clients come to me after a divorce, right, with like, who am I now? And I would agree that my mom was just so stressed most of my childhood because she was in this unhappy, toxic relationship. Yes. And then she finally was like trying to find herself. So I feel like even though my mom is my biggest hero, we had a really rocky relationship because she couldn't fully be present.
Wow.
So just seeing Mariela be so present with Pai, it's beautiful. It really is. And luckily, my mom and I have, I mean, my listeners know that I moved back into my childhood room to start my business. And now I'm helping my mom. And I feel like we've gotten a second chance at like building this relationship. And obviously, I'm not a parent, but like from the child perspective of a single mom, right? So it's just been like, I feel so lucky that we got this second chance.
It's beautiful watching. I mean, we get to see insight into your relationship with your mom. And it's so beautiful to watch, like that is a beautiful thing, like it's so beautiful that you get to be a part of her growth in this stage of her life.
Exactly. And I wouldn't be a good daughter without coaching. I'm so much more patient with her. I respect her views. She's Christian. I'm spiritual, right? Yeah. I respect her views. I have taught her the self-coaching model in Spanish and taken her through things. Yeah. Whenever she's feeling triggered by her like family members because she feels like the outsider because she's the only person that's
You're
not Catholic.
Such a good daughter.
And, you know, it's so funny. Like now that I'm an adult, it's like, it's almost like this immigrant parent is my daughter. Like,
yeah.
The rules have switched a little bit. But yes, anyway, I just commend you, Mariela, for being such a great mother, and you too, Kat. And thank you both for doing the work, because it's really not just for you, right?
Oh, yeah,
it's for your kids.
Yeah.
And yeah, just like they're having such a different childhood than what we had.
Yeah.
So let's switch gears. We are all in Nashville right now.
Yes.
In a podcast studio. How fun is this? And
so
we're all
fun.
Here. For a mastermind event that we all invested a significant amount of money in.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, being that I am in my childhood room, and yes, I am helping my mom financially, but I have money to spare, right? Like this was a big investment for me, but I don't have a huge mortgage to take care of. I have a lot of flexibility there. You two made this big investment in yourselves and in your business. And this investment was, you're both okay with me sharing the investment amount? Okay. We all three invested $25,000 to be in that mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
That is $75,000 just in this room.
Yep. Yeah.
Just in our little suite at the hotel.
Yeah. For 6 months. Yeah.
For 6 months, $75,000.
Yeah.
So, Kat, we'll start with you. Tell me what was going through your mind as you made this. And this isn't your first time in the mastermind, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What went through your mind as a parent, as a wife, and knowing that your finances aren't just yours to spend?
Yeah. Well, I think at this phase in my business, I've created boundaries with my husband, which, like, I'm thinking of the first time I invested. And the first time I invested this amount of money, and it was a very big deal, talking about it with my partner and like talking about it with him, that was definitely nerve-wracking. But here's the thing. For me, when I'm considering like making these type of investments, one, I consider the time, right? Like I think the biggest stressor as a mom is the time away from my kids, because it's like the coordination that's involved and the hard conversations with my husband, right? Like watching our 1-year-old and our 4-year-old for a whole week, taking them to school, picking them up, putting them to bed, taking them a shower, making their lunch, making their dinner. Like all of that is a heavy weight to put on my husband because of something that's for me. And I think because we have businesses, I think as a mother and wife, different from a career, right? When someone tells you, when you have a 9-to-5 and someone, your boss tells you, you have to be here, it's like, they told me I have to.
Such a good point.
It's your own business, it's like you do have the flexibility, but you also have to make the hard decisions to like, this is important. I need to get away for 5 days to work on my business, to think about the future of my business, to think at a high level, to network with other people. And because it feels more like a choice, right? Because it truly is, that part's hard.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to put more weight on my husband. He has a really big job and he's also tired. And we're very, like, we parent together a lot.
Yeah.
So that part is hard. It's the time. Like, the money now is not as big. Although once upon it, my first 25K investment, we were saving for a house. And Paul's real words when I talked to him about this were, but we're saving for a fucking house. Like that way. That's the way he said it.
Yeah.
And I remember carrying a lot of weight then and just having to like really trust in my decisions as a business person, or just in what I want for my life, right? Like, this is what I want. This is important to me. And I have to communicate that to my husband, right? Or to my, you know, to your partner, like having to communicate that it's important.
Yeah.
And I think if you have any kind of decent partner, if they know something is that important to you, then it's like, who cares about like the logistics and everything else? Everyone's allowed to have feelings about it. Everyone's allowed to have opinions. But at the end of the day, it's mine because it's my business. And I just need you to be cool with this, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. So
when we first arrived, because you and I got here before Mariela's delayed flight did, you were feeling extremely anxious.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Do you feel stuck in your life or business and aren't sure what's next for you? Do you feel like everyone seems to have things figured out, but you feel like you're missing something? I totally hear you. I was in your exact shoes just a few years ago, and this is why I've created my coaching programs. Courage Driven Latina is a 12-month group coaching program designed to help you take action on your courage project in just 90 days. Whether you're in the middle of a life transition, struggling with self-doubt, tired of starting and stopping a project, or feeling lonely in your goals and dreams, then this program is for you. A courage project can be starting a business, launching a podcast, starting your healing journey, or building the confidence to date after a divorce. No matter the project, my courage framework will help you overcome any obstacles and help you make your dreams a reality. Inside of Courage Driven Latina, you will build confidence, courage, and find a supportive community of driven women cheering you on every step of the way. Magnetic Mastermind is my advanced program for women entrepreneurs and leaders. This program is for those of you who have already started but are ready to grow without the hustle. You'll improve your strategy, spirituality, and self. You'll use my magnetic framework to attract, not chase, dream clients and opportunities. Remember, you are the creator of your reality. Don't let procrastination hold you back any longer. Go to theericacruz.com, that's Erica with a K, under Work With Me. It's also linked down below in the show notes, where you can learn more about these programs, you can join the waitlist, and you will be the first to know when we open the doors. I cannot wait to work with you. Now, let's get back to the show.
So this is the longest I've been away from my kids, and it's the longest I've really, it's my longest business trip since I started my business. And I also have a 1-year-old right now, and he's so small. I'm going to cry. And I've just been so anxious about it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is.
I think, you know, because just like going back to what I said, these are, we do have choice, you know? We do have choice, and you don't know if you're making the right one. And I think that's the part that, like, you don't know until after.
Right.
But I have been anxious about it, and I've just been trying to, like, just be okay. I mean, you know this feeling. Trying to just regulate as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And then when I do, like, when I talked to my kids the other day, it was, like, the first day, and I talked to my kids that day, I got off the phone, and I was, like, crying, and I was a little bit of a mess. And it's really just like the guilt I have for not being there and like for putting my husband through this. Not that it's this like horrible thing, but it's a lot of work, right? So I think learning how to manage that is, I mean, I think at this age, it's harder. When they're older, it's a little bit easier. But when because I have a 1-year-old, my 4-year-old, like, you know, he gets it a little bit more. But I think it's really my 1-year-old where I'm just like, I just have to manage it. And in these moments, you also have to have your own back, right? Like, I have to have my own back, and I have to remind myself, like, you know what you're doing. This is the best decision for you and your business and your family long term.
Right.
Like, this is the best decision. It's only 1 week. Mm. You're okay. The kids are okay. Everyone has affirmed they're okay.
Yeah.
So it is okay. And like learning to just accept that and then being kind to yourself when the emotions come.
How beautiful. Yeah. And emotions are always welcomed on this podcast. My client gave me a sticker that said, Chingonas cry too.
Oh, I love that.
Very fitting. So thank you, Suleyma, for that sticker. And Mariela, so what about you? This is the first time you and I have made an investment of this amount.
Yeah.
And what were your thoughts as a single parent? Yeah. And you didn't even, like, you trusted because you just had an incredible launch that was almost multiple six figures.
Yeah.
But you hadn't had that yet when you made this decision.
Yes. Right. I want to echo, you said something, Kat, that I was like, ooh, that's so true. You said when you were making the investment with the first time, the 25K. And I remember because I remember us talking about it, and I was really in a deep period of like money scarcity, meaning like my sales were lower than usual. I was living in Oregon. I didn't have any family there. All of that. And I just remember being like, damn, Kat just like went for it. Like you invested 25K in this mastermind. And you said, when you were telling the story, you're like, sometimes you don't know if it's the right one, like the decision, but you have to make the decision. And in retrospect, it's always the right decision because you do the best that you can with the information at the time. So like, I just want to echo that because there's so many decisions, especially about money and like making this investment in this mastermind, which I'll kind of talk about. I don't actually know like how it's going to be. So with this mastermind, I knew that I was going to invest in it because I just knew like, this is the room that I want to be in. That's it. Essentially, like I have learned over the years to say, what's the next best step for me and my business, and then coach myself on the money after. Not am I gonna do it based on the money. It's like yes or no. Do I need this thing? Is this the place I want to be? Is this the coach for me? Is this the program for me? Yes or no. Period. That's it. And then coach myself on the money. I'm not gonna give it to myself. So I already knew. However, I had like circumstantially, if we're going to talk about like, this is where I'm at. I'm a single parent. I live in San Francisco. It's, it's second highest, most expensive city in the United States. I have a team. I have, I have five business figures. Expenses. Yeah. Like it costs me 5 figures a month just to run my business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it costs me like $14,000 a month just to run my business and pay myself. And so at the time, I had the lowest sales quarter I had ever had. Q3 of this year was the lowest sales quarter ever in my business. And that's when I was like, I'm going to apply. And applications opened before my launch did. So I had to coach myself so hard. I was in a program at the time that was like a wealth building, like mastermind that taught me how to invest. It taught me how to open up a trust fund for my daughter and all of this. And I remember at the end of September, like going to one of these calls and I was just like sobbing. I felt like I was like in shutdown mode because I knew that I wanted to be in this mastermind, but I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it because like what I'm putting so much pressure on this launch. Like, what if I'm wrong? Like, I always have had this thought of like, what if I'm wrong and I run out of money? Mm-hmm. It's like my worst fear. And so I got coached on it. I had to give myself more options because I was telling myself, if this launch doesn't do well, like I made a mistake. So this is why coaching is so important, because I don't know how grounded I would have been otherwise, helped me say, Mariela, you need to give yourself other options on the table. Because right now what you're telling yourself is the only way is I have to make this amount of money in the launch. Otherwise, it was like a bad idea. And instead, she's like, okay, could you, if you had to, borrow money against your business? Could you do these other things? Could you pull money from some of your investments? And I was like, I don't want to, but could I? Yes. And I knew I was going to have my back. So basically what I did to make this investment was I took out a business credit card that had 0% interest, and it was a $14,000 limit, which didn't even cover, but it helped me be like, okay, this will spin me out a little less, because even if I don't make as much money in this launch as I thought, I could at least stretch out half the payment.
Yeah.
And that was, I had to make that decision. And so we had 3 days to apply. I applied, I made the payment on the credit card, and then I happened to have a bigger launch than I expected, but I had already made the commitment and the decision, and I would not have made myself wrong, like no matter what. But I, in the back of my mind, I was always there of like, what if I screwed up, but I don't say it in those words. I'm just like, what if it doesn't turn out the way that I thought? Damn. So it's just hard because I'm like, the bills still have to be paid and I still got it. I have to do what I have to do. But that's taken me a long time. But it's like, I feel like sobbing and crying and like sitting with my fears has just been like a normal part of business.
Yeah.
That before, but I've come a long way, I think, in terms of like, I know what the right decision is, no matter how I feel.
Yeah, it's such a different, in a two-person income household, right? Like, it's such a different, like my worries and my frustrations or like my anxiety, like it just looks so much different than like as a single mom. Like, that's a whole other like there's so much weight. Just like not weight, but like just things you have to consider, right?
Yeah.
And think about before making these kind of decisions.
Yeah. And you know, I think one of the biggest things for me as a single parent has been like forgiving myself in the past and not trying to make up for it in the present, because, and I see this with money, whether someone's a parent or not, it's like they have thoughts about how they've spent money in the past or how they've quote unquote lost money in the past or what they've done with money in the past. And they're like, I never want to do that again.
Yes.
And they're trying to like, then they're putting all that fear on like this investment, like this has to be the right thing. And I'm just like, I had to forgive like the version of me that like got married and moved overseas and cashed out my 401k to like go live in London with my husband. And then, you know, that marriage ended unexpectedly and I started from zero. And it's like for the longest time, I was like, I make bad decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Financially, if I had picked a different partner, I would be better off. I would have a partner who like sends me a ton of money. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't be like sole provider. But then I was like, that literally doesn't help me now.
Yeah. Can I add something?
Yeah.
One thing that I, just to give perspective right off of what you're talking about, is what I was worried about is because I had just paid off a ton of business debt. Like I had a great launch in October. I forget when it was. And I paid off some business debt. And I basically was like, okay, let's within 1 month, let me like put it back on. Right. And my thought was, I don't want Paul, my husband, to know about this. Because I'm like, he, like, I think when you have a partner, you have to, like, you don't have to, but like, I consider it more. Like, I'm like, shit, like, what is, and not that he's not like way in my business, but like, I consider that when I'm making the decisions, right? Like, and also just to give some reality to this, what's funny is I was a little unsure about being a part of this mastermind this time, but you guys joined. Not that that's a reason. But when I was texting with you, it was quite funny. I have a, let me be clear, I have a very high risk tolerance and that's just who I am. I'm okay with that about myself. And I was literally texting with Mariela like minutes before the deadline to pay.
You said, oh my gosh, it's 40 minutes till the cart closes.
Yeah.
Can I do it? And I was like, well, you already know, like, I want you there, but this is your, obviously this is your decision.
And then I texted you with, fuck it, I'll do it.
I remember that.
But here's the thing is, my perspective is I've been in these rooms before and I've been coached by, you know, our coach before. So I knew kind of what I was walking into and the, you know, how powerful these rooms are. So So, and I just wanted to say that because it's like, sometimes these decisions are very like
thought out.
And sometimes it's not. Like sometimes it's like, no, we're forking out $25,000 because your business needs it. And I trust it. And like, we're going to keep things moving.
Exactly.
And sometimes investments will feel like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they won't.
Yeah. And even if you consider yourself to be like a person with high risk tolerance, you also built that because this was like your fourth time in this one. And it felt big to me because I had never done this investment of this size before.
Yeah. The first time I ever paid 25K, I was at breakfast with you, Erica.
Yes.
And you were like, yeah, do it.
Your coach friends will always tell you to do it.
Yeah. And I also want to be really clear for the listeners. We're talking about a $25,000 investment after running multiple six-figure businesses.
Yes.
We're not giving you advice to go invest $25,000 if you've never made money. But I want you to take the message here and maybe you apply this to a $500 course or maybe this thing that you've been wanting to do. Maybe there's a $2,000 program, $3,000 program you've been wanting to do. Take the lessons that you learn from our experiences and apply it to that.
Yeah.
So the last question that I have for you two before we wrap up is, and then obviously I want you all to tell us where people can find you, but how do you accept help?
It gets quiet. Okay, I will, I'll talk a little bit with husband.
I love how Kat grabs the microphone. She's like, all right, I'm ready.
Let's get to it.
Let me get the microphone closer.
I have a lot to say about this actually, but I'll keep it quick. How do I accept support? For the married people out there who are either mothers or wannabe mothers and have a business or starting a business, one thing I want to get clear just to everyone out in the world, you're going to have to ask for help from your partner, from your husband. You're going to have to use the words out of your mouth and actually ask for what you want. So one of the first kind of times I really took the leap to, and this was the beginning of my business, and I was getting very serious about it, and I was building my course.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before I made that much money at all. I think I had only made a couple thousand. But I remember it was during COVID, and I really needed concentration time because at that time I was like a stay-at-home mom. And I was trying to build out this course, and I was really trying to build it out from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning, and then from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. or whatever at night. And those were the only times I had. So at around that time, I decided to create a schedule that worked for me. And I considered my husband's schedule and like his typical needs and wants, right? And I went to him and I was like, look, I'm getting really serious about my business. I want to start having Thursdays after when you get home from work. I want the full, like when you get here, you take over, take care of the kid, everything, bath, nighttime routine, everything. And I'm out. Like I need time. Mm. And then we started doing every Saturday, every other Saturday, I would have a full day of work. And I sat down with him and I showed him this and like we talked through it. And I remember even like, I had to finish some videos. So I like rented a hotel room like in my city just so I could record the videos. And that was the first time I ever did these type of things for myself and my business. And now it is my norm. So if I want to normalize, like your husband should be bathing the kids just as much as you. They should be putting him down to bed just as much as you. They should be washing the dishes just as much as you. Doing the laundry just as much as you. Like if you're, and you don't even have to have like just you having a dream and wanting it is enough to ask for help.
Yes.
You don't need to like bring in money. Just because they bring in money doesn't mean you're not allowed to have dreams. Like, no, this is a partnership. This is like, I got your back. You got mine. Like the way I like to, the way I think about it with my husband, and we say this all the time is like, I'll scratch your back. You scratch mine. Like, we have each other's back, and there's going to be phases in life where it'll look a little bit more crooked. It'll be a little leaned one way, right? When I was a stay-at-home mom, it was very leaned on me, and I had to like push it so it wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. Now I, bring in a significant amount to the house, and it's much more even. But honestly, recently, just last year, he kind of had a lot of weight on him because I'm so fucking good at asking for any time I need and anything I want in my life. I became very good at it. Great at it. Mm-hmm. And he started pushing back a little and he's like, I need you to help around the house more.
I love it.
And I was like, you know what, babe? You're right. I'm a little tired and exhausted, and I know you are too. And like, he's literally had to push back. But here's what I love is that we are growing a relationship where it's safe to do that, because he sucks at asking for help. So I kind of feel like, not on purpose, but I kind of like pushed him to the wall a little bit, asking for so much of him for him to like actually come to me and be like, look, this isn't working. We need to do X, Y, Z. And then now we're figuring out something a little bit more balanced in our life right now. Will it move? Will it evolve? Will it change? Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
But we, like, from my point of view as like a person who's been in a relationship, married for 10 years now, you have to be the advocate for yourself and your partners. They have to learn how to be the advocate for themselves. Like, we can't, like, expect people, like, having certain roles and just having them be like that is not helping nobody.
Mm.
It's not helping nobody. And I think as I've evolved as a wife and as a partner in a marriage, I think it's so healthy to have those conversations. It's forced us to have harder conversations about our relationship because I've pushed the narrative of like, this is what the mom does and this is what the dad does.
Mm. Beautiful.
Thanks.
Mariela.
Yeah.
How do you accept help?
When I think about, it's funny because I think I realized I started asking for help before I even really realized like what I was doing, because my support system, and this is the thing, like I couldn't do it without a support system. The years that I didn't have one because I moved to another state were actually the hardest on me mentally. Mm-hmm. And it really taught me, like, as much as I am like the most hyper independent like person, I realized like the absolute hardest was when I was trying to like do stuff by myself. But like I've learned to actively ask for it, because I always felt bad about like leaving my daughter. And whenever it like required, like I could be parenting, but I'm not, because I've always had this like almost like attachment to, if she's going to be my only baby, mm-hmm. then I need to be there and I need to be present. And I had this idea that like being a good mom meant like anytime I wasn't working, like I needed to be there with her. So my parents are my main support system. I'm really like in life, meaning like mm-hmm. with my daughter, they are my support system with my daughter. And like, at the beginning, it was like, I remember I went to a business conference in 2019 and I was still breastfeeding at the time. My daughter was like 2.5. And that business conference that I went to was an entrepreneur conference, was like, I had to stop breastfeeding to go to this conference because I was gone for like 5 days. Ugh. And I was kind of ready. But like, that's how significant it was, that at the time I had never been away from her ever.
It's a big deal.
And I went to this conference, wow. but if I hadn't gone to that conference, I don't think I would have started a business, because I left and I didn't know what I wanted to do. But I knew for sure when I left that conference, I'm going to start a business. I thought it was going to just be a podcast. I thought I was like, I'm going to start a podcast. And then it was a ripple effect and I started my business. But I had to just make the sacrifice. I was like, I don't make enough milk to keep pumping like at this event. So I'm just going to stop breastfeeding. And it's funny because I don't think I realized that was like, in retrospect, I was like, that was a really big deal.
That is a big deal now, especially as a mom. Like,
yeah,
stopping breastfeeding is like very emotional. Yeah. Very emotional.
And so now what that really looks like is like actual help with my daughter. But I think one thing that I didn't expect in terms of accepting help or asking for help is like emotional mm-hmm. help. So for me, telling people, my friends, going to you guys, leaving a voice note, or Kat, you'll sometimes randomly like call because you'll sense something mm-hmm. that I said or whatever, and letting people hold space for me yeah. has been the hardest part, because I'm like, no, I can be there for other people, but they're not supposed to be there for me. So like, I've had to learn the fact that like I need people, my friends, like I need my people to be able to be like, y'all, I'm in my head. This is where I'm at right now, like, and not feel like you have to be cleaned up. So for me, like the emotional help was like a thing that I didn't expect. And now I think when I know I'm going to do something that scares me, I'm mm-hmm. immediately like, okay, I know that I'm going to have to like, I know I have my people to lean on. So I don't feel like as scared about whether or not things like quote unquote work out, because sometimes you never know how things are going to work out, but you only know that like I'm not alone. Yeah. So exactly. I've had to learn how to like accept help. And right now I'm learning to accept a lot more help, because I'm throwing a live event for my mastermind next weekend in Mexico City. And I've never had more people like on my team doing things. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm like, oh, I couldn't have done this by myself, because I'm realizing how many, you know, things. So I think it's been like just different forms of support. Support with my daughter, emotional support, support on my team, yeah. like help. And realizing that like the more supported I am, like the more everybody benefits, the more mm-hmm. my daughter benefits, the more my business and my clients benefit. And that like I'm supposed to be supported.
Exactly. Yes. Mm. I'm supposed to be supported. Right. And this is obviously, I'm not a parent, but yeah. Kat, you accept help from your husband when it mm-hmm. comes to the kids, when it comes to the house, when mm-hmm. it comes to finances, yeah. just like he accepts support from you. Right. Mm-hmm. You like hold each other up. Mariela, you get support from your parents with Pi, mm-hmm. right? But then we all support one another so much. Yeah. And I think when we're looking at people who follow us,
yeah.
probably just try to compare themselves to us when they don't know what's going on behind the scenes, right? No. I have a podcast manager. I have an online business manager. I have an assistant. I have a repurposing manager. Yep. Right? Do people know? I have a support coach, right? Yeah. I have so many people helping me behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Even like my mom's taking care of my cat right now, right?
There's, yeah.
We have so much support. So you don't get where you want to go alone.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. I have, shout out to my nanny.
yeah.
Like I didn't say that. And I think it's in our culture, I think just having a nanny at all could be a little faux pas. So we have, and mm-hmm. we don't live close to my mom, or none of our family. So we have to pay for that. So right. we create yes. assist, like we create support
yeah.
if we don't have it. And that can be hard, but it's needed.
That's true. So needed.
That's a good point that sometimes you're paying for support and other times you're asking for it.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. all of it is part of the mix.
And all yeah. of it's welcomed yes. and necessary.
Necessary.
Exactly. Yes.
It's almost to the point that it's like, I've had to tell myself this and it's like judgmental language, but I was like, what if I'm actually like not as good of a mom if I'm trying to do it all myself? Because I feel like, no, this is part of what allows me. So if I want to be a good coach or I want to be a good business, you know, person or a good mom, it's like it requires these other things. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of helped me flip the perspective.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I could sit here and talk to you two all day. I mean, even what we were talking yeah. about before we started recording was yeah. good. We were talking about relationships and yeah. all this juicy, which I've made an intentional decision to not talk about because I don't want to talk about my business on it.
Yes.
But Mariela, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at mariela.delamora. You also can check out my podcast, Cycle Breakers and Money Makers. Yeah, reach out. And if there's anything that I shared, if you're a single parent or you're considering becoming, you know, a parent, I have a lot of people reach out who want to hear the single parent's perspective because they're like, okay, if you could do it, I think I could do it, you know? So
yeah.
Yes.
And Kat.
All right. Best place to find me is on Instagram, Kat Del Carmen. Go to my link in bio and you will see my podcast in there, which I might change the name. So that just go there for the podcast and my Instagram. Yeah, my Instagram and my podcast.
All right. Well, thank you too for taking time out of our one free day in Nashville to come in and record with me. This was such a great episode. And I'm sure that so many of you listening were nodding your heads and just, I mean, even for those of you who aren't a parent, like for me, just listening to this was incredible. So thank you all so much for your wisdom. And all of you listening, if you took anything away from this episode, be sure to take a screenshot and tag all three of us because we want to reshare it. We want to know. And if you have not yet left an Apple Podcast rate and review, please do that because that is how podcasts grow. So sharing is caring. Share this with somebody that you think would benefit from this podcast, and I will see you next week.